Welcome to Pursuing True North's Truth of the Week series. I'm Katherine King.
And I'm Jenny Scioto. This week's Truth of the Week is Psalm 133, verse 1. Behold how good and how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity. New King James Version.
Oh, unity.
I love that word.
Oh, half the time trying to get our house in unity is like, I mean... Plus the brethren.
Okay, yeah. So I had to send two of my kids outside last night because they were not in unity, and I was about to...
Did you make them hold hands?
Do some spankings. No, I didn't. I made them pick up poop together.
I had to hold hands with my brothers. Like, that's... Do you know how close that is when you're holding hands, staring at your brother? Like, yeah, straight hand-holding with somebody you're angry at.
Oh, that's...
Can you imagine hand-holding with, like, someone you're not getting along with right now?
No, because physical touch is the most intimate thing that we have. When you adopt a child, it says, you know, the most skin-on-skin contact you can have. Very helpful in the bonding process.
Mm-hmm.
So you take that philosophy and then...
Stick a few angry people together.
Hating someone and making them hug or hold hands. Yeah, that's rough.
Maybe that's what we need to do as society. Be like, come on, guys. Let's just hold hands.
Hug it out. Hands.
Well, what's interesting about this is this verse specifically is not talking about, like, the whole world being in unity necessarily, but just trying to at least get the brothers and sisters of Christ together. Come on, guys. Like, at least you guys can do this, right? Come on.
Yeah, and thousands of years later,
we're still struggling with it.
It's amazing.
There were two really pretty analogies David used to describe right after that verse how pleasant it is. He said one, it's like anointing oil running over us, and the other is like dew all over the mountains. And all of this kind of signifies covering and pleasant blessing that unity brings. So it feels good to be in harmony. When you're in harmony with people, it feels nice when you greet each other. Everyone's happy and lighthearted. Yeah. It feels good.
And if you think about it, in the music sense of things, harmony is what ties the song together. It makes it, if you have melody and harmony, it's just everything is like a warm hug in and of itself.
I mean, even if you think about concerts or even praise and worship on a Sunday morning, you're in there with a bunch of people that you might have yelled at in the parking lot before you got in there.
Or but told together, off on social media.
That too. But yet, when you're all together doing the same thing, enjoying the same moment together.
It's a wonderful feeling. I've actually been brought to tears before in a worship song that just everybody, all the feelings, yes. Like you can feel that everyone and everyone's energy is just kind of in that nice harmony together. It's beautiful. And then we go home and we're not all living like that right now.
It's very hard to keep harmony and keep unity with people when you come at things from different perspectives. You have different opinions about things. And a lot of times we let those petty opinions and things get in the way.
Yes. I was always told there's small potato things and big potato things. The small potatoes are never worth it. It's not worth going out in the heat picking the small potatoes. Unless you really like baby potatoes. But that's not beneficial to my story. One thing, especially thinking about in dealing with our brothers and sisters online, through news, through social media, we need to keep in perspective what the big potato is, so to speak. What is the big thing that we all need to be in unity of? And that's that Jesus is our Lord and Savior. First and foremost, we need to keep Jesus in our hearts. And we need to think when we're dealing with somebody who doesn't have all of the other same beliefs that we have, okay, we have Jesus. What's the next step? What is the important things that I need to show this brother or sister in love about whatever the dealings are? It's really important to keep that kind of perspective, whether it be advice or your opinion. It's just important to remember, okay, this is my opinion. I don't need to shove it down somebody's throat. I don't need to say that Tennessee is the best state and you all need to agree with me, because that's an opinion.
There definitely needs to be a division between the opinion and truth about things.
Yes.
And not just because your opinion is different from somebody else's, newsflash, doesn't actually make yours right.
Yes.
There are things in life that are right, and there are things in life that are wrong, and then there are things that are we call opinions. And those are just little side notes to us as individuals, but that should never be something that, well, I like this over this, so if you don't agree with me, then you're just
one thing. I mean, I'll go here real briefly, but one thing that we all need to keep in mind is that there are good Christian brothers and sisters that are Republican, and there are good Christian brothers and sisters that are Democrats, and there are good Christian brothers and sisters that are independents. And we need to keep it civil. We need to remember somebody has a different conviction than us. Things like you can still have not agree with one whole political party, and whatever you're personally convicted of is how you vote. You need to remember that another person's personal conviction is of something else. And a lot of those are not against the Bible.
And those that are, those are important to make note of that and make that that's something that people understand too. Be like, okay, well, you may have a different conviction here in this political atmosphere, but the reason I don't agree with this is based on something biblical. Like, yes. It's okay to point out those differences and explain yourself as to why you don't believe that. But to be hateful or
it's
prideful,
just not necessary.
It's not, and it's not good.
Because
you don't
all you're
win
doing
people
is,
with, yeah, with your hate. You don't win
exactly
people with your pride. You don't win people with a perspective that's just demeaning and hateful.
And just any blanket statement out there on the internet is just not. It's not what Jesus wants us to do. It's not what he's calling us to do. It's not how we're going to live in unity and harmony with our Christian brothers and sisters. It's how we're going to be known as hateful people instead of loving people.
I think a really big piece that's missing with unity and people in general is no one actually wants to hear the other person's opinion or perspective, and they just go ahead and have assumptions because somebody else is different than they are. Well, how about we just hear each other out? Why can't we have civil conversation where we talk nicely about it? How about we step away from the internet and try to engage people around us who are different than us and kind of see where they're coming from? Because maybe, just maybe, we've missed something. We didn't know something because we didn't have that perspective because we had our own perspective from our own experiences and not someone else's.
Yeah. It's important that we hear the other side of the story. That is one thing that I will give credit to my father, is that he has taught me that there are three sides to every story and I need to learn all of them. And usually that one might either sway me to a different side or solidify my own standings once I understand the opposition. It's like, oh, okay, well, I'm pretty set. This is what I believe. And it's good for us to hear each other out and to not spew hate.
Don't just assume you know everything and that everything is just one certain way when you haven't given the other side a chance to say anything. Now, granted, if they tell you something and it's just darn right wrong and biblically unsound, then, you know, you can call it what it is. But even when you do that, you still don't have to be judgmental or hateful about it. And it is important how what we say is very important, and how we act is extremely important, because when we represent Christ and we speak on behalf of our beliefs and our convictions, we need to do it with a confident understanding of who we are and who God is. This is where pride and humility comes in too, because if we are so prideful as people that we don't want to hear anybody else out, we don't want to maybe believe that there might be room for us to change our mind or change our opinion. And again, this doesn't go down to the basics of Christ and decisions and moral issues that don't have room to wiggle on. I'm referring to the, kind of like what you had mentioned earlier, the smaller potatoes, the little things. It's okay if someone changes your mind on something, but you had to be open enough in the first place and believe maybe you're not always right about everything and your perspectives on everything may not be totally accurate. And it's okay if you give someone the floor and give someone space to change your mind. Maybe things are helpful or more helpful than you thought.
Yeah. And as long as it's not against the truth of the word in the Bible, those other things are really small potatoes. They're not worth fighting over.
And I do want to address some of the hate that's out there in general and just kind of where that stems from and what hate actually is. And hate being where you have a perspective or a mindset against another group of people, to have that division there, maybe people don't see it as hate. They just see it as, well, they're not like me and that's different. Kind of do a heart check and go, well, where are these feelings coming from? Like, really? And that's kind of our challenge here, talking about unity, is where in your heart do you have an issue with either a group of people or, you know, maybe they're your brothers and sisters in Christ and you have an irritation with the way certain people are acting or whatever. Kind of go back to what's behind that. And maybe realize you're not offering the grace and mercy towards people that you should have. Do a heart check on where you might have areas in your life that need some examination, and see what your attitudes towards people are. And sure, we're looking at people through the eyes of love and not
condemnation.
That's right. We are so glad you joined us today. Hit subscribe so you don't miss a thing and catch all our new happenings at pursuingtruenorth.com.
Don't forget to like and share us. Have a wonderful day, and we'll see you next week.